Last month, the local 4-H multi-clubs held their very first speech presentation ceremony at the Pass Creek Community Hall, and it was a huge success. The atmosphere inside the community hall was buzzing with excitement and a little bit of nervous energy. Kids from all around the area took a seat with their loved ones, holding onto their notes tightly. Some were reading their notes over and over, while others sat fidgeting, trying to calm their racing hearts. The parents, leaders, and guests filled the seats, eager to see what these young speakers had prepared. Though they were all nervous, you could tell how much effort had gone into the speeches. They were ready to shine. When the first speaker took the stage, the room went quiet. At first, you could see the nerves on their faces, but as soon as they started speaking, something amazing happened. They found their voices. One by one, the kids spoke about everything from their love for animals and nature to what learning experiences have taught them and how these experiences have helped them grow. Some even shared stories or passionate ideas about community and nature. Each child brought something unique to the stage, and as they spoke, their confidence grew. The audience could see how hard each and every child had worked, and they cheered them on, every step of the way. By the end of the ceremony, everyone in the room was clapping, smiling, and laughing. The kids had done it. They had faced their nerves and shared their ideas with the world. Some of them were still shaking, but they were all incredibly proud of themselves. The ceremony wasn't just about giving speeches, it was about stepping outside our comfort zones and showing what we were capable of. The West Kootenay 4-H Multi-Club Speech Presentation Ceremony marked a milestone that will be remembered for years to come, and everyone left feeling inspired and excited for the next one. Local organizers offer a huge thank you to their sponsors including Blue Barn, Tech, Kalesnikov and RPI Services as well as their community, club leaders, volunteers, friends and families. And an extra special thank you to the judges, Dina Bell and Colton Heisler. The top speeches from the local 4-H multi-clubs will move on to the district-level competition in Rock Creek on April 13, where the best speakers from surrounding areas will come together to showcase their talents. If they perform well there, the top speakers will then advance to the regional competition in Kamloops on April 26, where they'll have the opportunity to compete against even more skilled young speakers from across the region. It's an exciting journey for these kids, and they're all eager to represent their local clubs as they continue to grow and develop their public speaking skills.